This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get a COVID test at the key pharmacies, Walgreens, CVS, and others. They can't keep up with the demand for people who want a COVID test. Why? Because we're at the holidays. Many people are getting ready to get together with relatives, and they certainly don't want to test positive and take it into the fam. Speaking of family, I hope you are celebrating somewhere with your family, your friends, or at least with yourself, watching movies or football or doing something that you want to be doing, chillaxing to get ready to usher out this year and ring in a new year with this show. I'm Kate Delaney. Thanks so much, as always, for joining us. So coronavirus cases spiking because of Omicron. We know that Americans are frantically looking for home tests. We are supposedly going to be able to have the opportunity to get one of the 500 million tests that the president says are going to be available, 500 million free COVID tests, but they're not here yet. At a news conference from the White House mid-afternoon, the president announced the government would supply those free rapid tests and also increase support for hospitals that are strained and are in trouble because of how many people are checking in at the ICU and overwhelming the hospitals in a time of another surge. But this surge, he says, is different. He said it's better because people are vaccinated, because some people have gotten a booster shot. He said his pleas aren't political. He's saying that the former president, Donald Trump, has gotten his booster shot, which he has. And he said it is American. It is a patriotic duty to get vaccinated. He said it's the only responsible thing to do. Omicron is serious and potentially deadly business for unvaccinated people. And then he also chastised social media and people on cable TV specifically who have made misleading statements to discourage people from getting vaccines. That pretty much is the gist of what Biden had to say. I know you're tired. I know you're frustrated. We all want this to be over. We're all still in it. We also have more tools than we've had before. He was pressed on the tools, but the tools aren't available yet by a reporter who was in the crowd as he was taking questions after he addressed the nation. The idea is what I said already, 500 million coronavirus rapid tests for free shipment to all of us who want them starting in January. A new website to order the tests. Then they'll be sent by U.S. mail, no charge. So how about that? It is a little bit of a shift because before it was you could purchase the tests on your own, then you could get reimbursement from your health insurance company if you have health insurance. But now for the first time, the government is going to cover that cost. They're going to send these kits directly to you. But this is after more than a year of pushing for these tests. That's how long it takes for us to get these tests. That's not good. Not when we see the rates of Omicron the way it is. So if you weren't out there diligently looking for the tests, finding the right ones and getting them, then you had no test to go to pull out of a cabinet in a bathroom somewhere. You didn't have a stockpile of that. There are some new testing sites that are popping up in some cities, even some rural areas where you can go and get tests. But those lines are pretty long. In some cases, they're like 3 hours long. Again, it depends on the place where you are. The good news is hopefully you're not having to worry about getting one. But if you do have to get one, it's a good idea to skedaddle and do that, especially if you're spending time with people, right? That's key. And we are seeing Arizona, Michigan, so many places that are really stuck and need help in these hospitals that are just, I mean, the word is buckling. They're crippling people under this virus surge. So there have been more troops sent out with medical skills to assist some of these hospitals, federal medical personnel to Michigan and Indiana and Wisconsin and Arizona and New Hampshire and Vermont. There are ventilators and there's other protective equipment. That was one thing that Biden talked about in the national stockpile. We knew that. I think the key thing here is missing the boat again on these tests and getting these tests out, because that had to be high on the priority chart as far as fighting the pandemic, because we knew this was coming. We knew there was a surge. We heard about the outbreak in Africa. We heard about what happened in the UK, and now we have somebody dead in the United States in the Houston area of Omicron. And while most of the fatalities of the coronavirus have been Delta-driven, it doesn't mean that it can't be driven by Omicron. In New York City, 42,600 people citywide tested positive from Wednesday through Saturday, compared with fewer than 35,000 in the entire month of November. So they've never had so many people test positive in such a short period of time since the testing became available. So it's quite clear that the meat of Joe Biden's afternoon address was really about these free COVID tests, which I think should have been available sooner, but better late than never, I suppose. And that's something to look for. Absolutely get a free test, have it on hand so that you can use it if you think you're going to need it, because you're going to go somewhere and you're going to be around your family. It all comes back to what this whole virus has done to people. You don't want to kill your family. You don't want to be the person that infects your family. So how do you do that? You just make sure you're clear. You isolate if you have it. And you got to find out if you have it, because sometimes it doesn't really show up. You could be asymptomatic, which I think has happened to a lot of people. In the meantime, believe it or not, there are actually a few other things that are going on in the world, including a couple of big court judgments that we haven't seen yet, but you have Elizabeth Holmes with Theranos and what's going to happen in her case. You have Ghislaine Maxwell's trial. She was the right hand of the pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. And will she, in fact, go away for a very, very long time? And then there is Kim Foster and what's happened there, the ex-police officer from Minnesota, or Kim Potter, rather. Kim Potter, and the jury in Potter's trial has asked what happens if they can't reach a consensus. I mean, could it be that they are deadlocked? They're going to return on Wednesday after deliberating just over 9 hours on Tuesday, 5 hours the day before. The judge sent them back to work after rereading an earlier instruction that they deliberate with a view toward reaching agreement if you can do it without violating your individual judgment. So we'll see if they actually do that or not. If you don't know who she is, again, she is the Minneapolis or Minnesota police officer who says she mistook her firearm for her taser and fatally shot Dante Wright. Meet you on the flip side.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The year of, I think, patience paying for some and for others driving us absolutely crazy. What were the biggest stories of 2021? Time for one of those rewinds. We've talked about some of them that happened that, you know, just... took us by surprise, or maybe they didn't take us by surprise, where we talked about the condo Surfside just having to be imploded in the end. Too many people lost their lives as a result of it. Hurricanes, tornadoes, things that just made you say, wow, does it get any worse? Like every time you turned around, something equally as horrific was happening. The wildfires in California, etc. But there were other things I think that were pretty interesting. How about Tom Brady winning a 7th Super Bowl? Oh, wow. Is it true? I mean, people either love to hate Tom Brady or they love him some Tom Brady, which I don't get the love to hate thing, but that's what happens when people become superstars, right? There's only so much of a superstar, I guess, that we can take, and then they go in the opposite direction. But seriously, pretty incredible for a guy who was drafted in the 7th round. Yeah, he was the backup who then took over the reins in New England and then decided he was going to Tampa eventually after spending his entire career in New England. There were some things working behind the scenes, but Tampa turned out to be a wonderful thing because it was a Super Bowl win over the Kansas City Chiefs, who had won the previous year, and that was a great way to actually start off the year, that's for sure. And there were some other things that happened and now are happening right now, movie-wise. I think a good thing is Spider-Man. The Spider-Man movie is proving to be a great way to usher in 2022 and say goodbye to 2021, making buku bucks at the box office, being set up to probably be the biggest movie of the year, the way it's going, box office wise. And there were others that definitely left a mark, but some of those were also streamed. But Spider-Man No Way Home is proving to be a movie that younger people are seeing, older people are seeing, and is that kind of a movie that spans the generations, I guess is the best way to put it. And it's got the former actors who played Spider-Man in it, etc. We did a preview a couple of nights ago, and I think there are a lot of different movies you could talk about if you are a movie buff, or you became a movie fan during the during this pandemic with the highs and the lows and all of that. So when we look at big stories, I would say movies not really pulling people in and then doing the thing where they were streaming and having that work a little bit, but and making that interesting to watch on the small screen, then going to the big screen and seeing a promo for this is what the movie looks like, please come back, pretty much to the big screen. Because we want to welcome you back. It's so strange, isn't it? And, of course, this year started off with the capital coup, and now what's happening with this committee pulling it apart, and some of the people that went to the Capitol and held podiums up and waved and did other things are finding themselves getting sentenced, and I think that's a surprise to the people who were part of that, avalanche, whatever you want to call it, of humans that went down to take over the Capitol. And at the beginning of the year, this is what people were transfixed on, and I think it was a shocker, right? The pipe bombs that were found at the RNC headquarters, a suspicious package at the DNC headquarters, seeing what was going on at the Capitol just seemed not just disgraceful and not American. It felt like, are we in South America? Are we someplace else? What is going on? And then there was also the stories that absolutely went back and forth over who are the richest people in the world, who are going into space, who is the first guy to get into space, Bezos, Elon Musk, oh, who could it be? And it is about my rocket's bigger than yours, but isn't it interesting that it's a billionaire's playground because they have the money to do it, and they've done it. So there is the privatization part of our astronauts hitching a ride, frankly, thanks to Elon Musk, or who knows, maybe even eventually Jeff Bezos. But Elon Musk did become the richest person in the world. That happened in 2021 at the beginning of the year, with a net worth of more than $185 billion. Wow, what do you do with $185 billion? Well, you build rockets. That's what you do. You build rockets. Yes. And of course, the coronavirus and Omicron and what we're going through now, that's the way that we're ushering out 2021. That's a huge story. We keep talking about it. We're telling you about it and how it's ripping through the population. And then the booster shots that were made available. And the booster shots that for many didn't come available till the beginning of the fall. And how many people got booster shots, how many people got vaccinated versus how many people have not been vaccinated. That's the storyline that's very, very consistent. How about what's happening as far as policies with masking in certain places, where restaurants, some said you have to mask. It's like no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service. And then others didn't want to have to do that. And there were two governors. This was big news in 2021, both in Texas and in Florida, who decided, no, we don't have to mask up, who went in a different direction than what many of the other states did as far as when you had to be masked up, when we were seeing certain surges, and then just watching to see what was happening in both of those states. And there still is the push-pull over what counties are enforcing and what they're not enforcing. And then I think a huge story as part of that is the fact that you have sometimes kids who were forced to tell people they had to put a mask on at a restaurant when they're the minimum wage employee, telling the people that are coming in that they're trying to enforce this. But it's almost laughable. Why should they have to police that situation? Shouldn't it be somebody else? And then that goes to staffing. A giant story throughout 2021 was the lack of help, the lack of staff, whether it was restaurants, companies, all kinds of companies. Could be, you know, you're talking about a mid-sized company or an even bigger company where they're constantly looking for workers, offering all kinds of bonuses, whatever they had to do to try to get people to come in the door to work for them, because even if they roll up their own sleeves, they can only do so much. So help wanted was like you could put it on a T-shirt and walk around with it. I mean, help wanted was everything and still is, because now employees in some cases have the upper hand and they're going for better jobs, and they know if they walk off, there's better jobs that they can find. So employee engagement and getting the best employees and keeping them really honestly is the theme of 2021. How do you do that versus somebody trying to find something better for their life and bounce out of a job they're kind of about? That's the other side of that. All right, so 2021, we'll continue to throw in our little look back at what some of the biggest stories were. Certainly in sports, there are other things to talk about besides Tom Brady and the Super Bowl winning Tampa Bay Bucks. A lot of stories, in fact, and we will do that in our next show, and then bouncing into the tail end of the year before we turn the page and it's January 1st, 2022. Wow, very tough to say that, right?
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A CNN poll found President Joe Biden's economic approval ratings are worse than former President Jimmy Carter's. The media outlet reported Carter's economic net approval rating of minus 8 points in an early January 1978 poll marked the lowest around this point in the presidency before Biden's minus 13 points. The poll also indicated inflation is a big problem for Biden. Meanwhile, the president said he's directing FEMA to activate the National Response Center to deploy additional hospital beds to areas in need.
That's why my administration has stockpiled and pre-positioned millions of gowns, gloves, masks, and ventilators. We're ready to send them immediately to any state that needs more.
Biden also directed the Pentagon to mobilize an additional 1,000 military doctors and nurses to be deployed to local hospitals. This is USA Radio News. If you'll be taking a plane for the holidays, here are a few tips if you plan to bring along gifts.
Millions of Americans will be flying to spend Christmas with family and friends, and the TSA wants air travelers to know the best way to fly with gifts. Don't wrap them. They might get unwrapped before you even get on the plane. If a wrapped gift is in luggage that's flagged by TSA, it will be unwrapped, whether it's checked in or carry-on. It's best to keep your gifts in a bag or box that can easily be opened for inspection. You can separately pack gifts in tissue wrapping paper, ribbons, and tape, and then wrap up the presents when you reach your destination. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is poised to authorize a pair of pills from Pfizer and Merck to treat COVID-19. They could make a decision as soon as Wednesday. Patients could take the pills at home over several days. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Wow, do we have a good Just the Facts for you this time around. How about a giant squirrel or a bunch of hungry squirrels that had to shut down the holiday light display? Well, it happened in St. Paul, Minnesota. You can't make this up. It's really true. Friends of Mears Park had to forego what is their usual display because squirrels chewed through the lights wires last year and the vendor refused to put up with the headache. It said it's too costly. It doesn't make any sense. The wires, it turns out, were coated with this polylactic acid, which is a derivative of corn sugar. Who knew? It's a very appealing appetizer for squirrels. And they decided, we can't do this. We try to lead them around the park. We try to do whatever we can. Try to get rid of squirrels. Forget it. I tried it. I had to take down all the bird houses. There was a handful of them. We had these incredible birds that would come in the yard. I loved it, loved it, loved it. And the birds loved it, loved it, loved it. But the squirrels did too. And we tried everything. So forget about it. And if they find that they get this corn syrup or corn sugar rush, then they're going to come back for more. I don't blame the people who put up the display. So instead, it's too bad because people in their apartments or condos, they would see those twinkly lights normally in that really cool park, but instead they can't see it because the squirrels will do the same thing. So that's just the facts. I feel sorry for the people
at Mears Park. They can't get their Christmas lights. They'll just have to have their own lights right outside of their condo or apartment. Just put it on the windows, and then you can look through them, and it'll look pretty cool. I don't know. I don't have any great suggestion on that one. All right, here's an interesting story that I was talking about, I think, on one of the shows. I don't know if I've talked about it on the shows. Of course, I talked about Bruce Springsteen growing up in New Jersey. Everybody knows who Bruce Springsteen is. He sold his music catalog to Sony Music for, you ready for this? $500 million. Let me say that again. $500 million. That's a massive deal. Born to make a buck. Yep, I don't blame Bruce for doing that, right? You got to think about it. When did he signed with Columbia Records back in 1972. So that's, you know, do the math, 50 years. And what Springsteen said, you know, one of the things he talked about is the fact that having to deal with the people for 50 years and what it was like, and how, you know, at Sony was treated him great. He said, they treated me with the greatest respect as an artist, as a person. I'm thrilled that my legacy will continue to be cared for by the company and the people I know and trust. And I think he'd have to be thrilled by that paycheck. That is one big paycheck. But do you think they'd write a check like that if they didn't think they could make the money back? Of course not. Of course not. They absolutely would. And you think about the songwriting rights. You think about all the things that would be involved in that. So they, you know, they'll be able to collect on it. I can only imagine. Look, Bob Dylan, Paul Simon, these are just the facts. Stevie Nicks, Shakira, Neil Young, and so many others have sold all or maybe just parts of their work for prices that are in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Remember, Dylan's deal really surprised a lot of people, and that was only for his songwriting. And that was well over $300 million. So we're going to see more of these deals, I have a feeling. I mean, look, Springsteen's 72, and he's been with Columbia Records, like I said, since the early 70s, which is a unit of Sony Music for, you know, five decades. So they have controlled the rights to his recordings. He owns the copyrights to his songwriting and essentially acts as his own music publisher. Since 2017, his songwriting has been administered by Universal. So this is going to become, again, bigger and bigger and bigger, and people are going to look at this in lots of different ways, I have a feeling. And it makes sense to me, because why wouldn't you collect everything that's happened in the music business? Hey, let's make way for whatever is coming up next, because it's just going to continue to get digitized, shared in different ways, etc. All right, how about this? The NYPD feeling the need to go electric. Just the facts. According to documents, the NYPD, the New York City Police Department, has discussed purchasing 250 Tesla Model 3s for $12.6 million. Let me say that again. $12.6 million. And why? Because EVs, of course, are gaining favor with all kinds of people, including police departments. Why? Because that's the way of the future. And so if they're not in on it and they don't make that transfer over, then who knows how much that would ultimately cost by the time they decide to pony up. I mean, people, this is the direction it's going in for sure. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe not the next day, maybe not next year or the year after that, but eventually, right, eventually we'll be looking at EVs. Yeah. Of course we will be. All right, a couple of other things I think that are really just the facts that made me go, ah, my mother was a poinsettia nut, she was. I mean, when I say nut, I don't mean nut in a bad way. It's just that she liked them. And so once you tell people you like things and you do nice, wonderful
amazing giving things for people during the year. They want to give back to you. So once the word got out, she was the poinsettia princess. I mean, our house was just covered in them. Almost you had to, like, walk through it like you were walking through the woods. And, you know, you're going through the weeds. It's the poinsettia weeds. And I didn't realize this, but it's one of the most popular plants in the world. I was reading The Hustle the other day, and they did a whole big story on it. They have annual sales, just the fact, facts of 90 million units, a global retail impact of $1 billion. So lots of people like poinsettias. What's so weird is, I mean, look at the poinsettia. It does look like Christmas, right? Kind of blood red. Well, not kind of. It is blood red. But this is a Mexican shrub, and it's become America's best-selling holiday plant. It's indigenous to southern Mexico, and it was first used by the 14th century Naho people for dye and medicinal purposes. I hope I pronounced that right, by the way. The plant's red bracts, which are leaves, not flowers, were so revered by the Aztec emperor Montezuma that thousands of them were actually transported to the high altitude capital where he was. So after Spain, I know it's like a history lesson, right? After Spain colonized Mexico, Franciscan monks dubbed that plant Flower of the Blessed Night, and they began to showcase it in their annual Christmas processions. So that's what happened. It just became this Christmas thing all of a sudden. And then Joel Poinsettia came along, and Poinsettia was a wealthy Southern Unionist and was appointed as the first U.S. minister to Mexico. And on a trip to the southern town of Taxco in 1828, he encountered the plants and was so struck by it, he shipped them back to the U.S. So then the plants, which were really poinsettia then, became poinsettia, I guess, to Westerners. And it made its public American debut at a flower show in Philadelphia and quickly was the talk of Philly. Well, I grew up in that area, so it completely makes sense to me that my family would adopt the plant. My mother went to the flower show every single year of her life. And it was so interesting to read this because I thought, oh, I wish my mom was still alive because I could just dazzle her with this knowledge that I learned from The Hustle. But I think it's kind of interesting, don't you? I mean, these plants, sometimes they don't last very long. You got to really be careful with them. And they are beautiful when they're put together, when you see a lot of them together. And you see them everywhere you go. I mean, let's face it, they're sold at Christmas time. They're in, of course, nurseries, but if you go into grocery stores, they have them in most grocery stores. And I didn't see a lack of poinsettias this time around, this Christmas. So maybe you grabbed some of them up. I don't know. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. I don't know. I'm kind of thinking out loud that that might have been the case. I just think that history lesson is interesting because I had no idea that initially that came from Mexico. It's just a shrub. I mean, it wasn't any big deal. That's what happens, right? Something all of a sudden gets put into a prestigious event or whatever, and it gets seen and seen and seen and seen, and it becomes a much bigger deal. And that's what's obviously happened in this case, right? I love it. I do. I love it. All right. Let me douse you with something else. The clean apple, they're calling it. New York City City Council voted to ban natural gas, is just the facts, in new buildings that will, in fact, join them with San Francisco and San Jose, where they're doing similar things and they've been approved. So banning natural gases, you think of some of those older buildings, and what would that mean? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what that looks like. I mean, the new ban means moving away from natural gas means that stoves and heat pumps would be powered by electricity instead, and that cuts down on carbon emissions. So nearly 40% of carbon emissions in the country, and more than half, that's why New York, more than half of New York City's emissions come from the buildings. I know that because I think about that in walking around the streets. And I guess they have it applies to buildings that are seven stories or shorter by the end of 2023. that's not a lot of time. They got to hustle to do that, because I guarantee hospitals, laundromats, crematoriums, there are exceptions. But I guarantee there are so many other buildings that will have to deal and figure that out and start to make that that turnover. I mean, the effort to ban natural gas in new buildings in New York City is pretty interesting. In San Francisco, I'm not surprised, but in New York City, it's pretty interesting to see how they'll cope with that. All right, that's another version of Just the Facts.
Just the facts, ma'am.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, we take you to Australia for a conversation with Pete Stankovic. He's written a book called Lack of Ambition that we're going to talk about, but he's also published 9 books, and he's got another 3 in the works. And he's a good, good, good storyteller, so you will really get hooked into, I think, his main character, JJ, and what's behind Lack of Ambition. Thanks so much for coming on, Peter.
No worries.
What? Well, first of all, let's talk about writing. What led you to become a writer? How did all that start for you?
Okay. Look, I was working in London in the 70s, and I was a chartered accountant, and I went to a night class on filmmaking, so I was interested in scripts and making short movies. I even sent something off to a school, but it didn't work out. So what I really loved about that was creating the story, not so much being involved in the camera side of it. And so I began to dabble with some writing, and nothing happened. I mean, I published one short story in the UK, and that was a science fiction story. But then later, as time went on, I got involved with some writing groups. And it was only once I retired from my career that I took it seriously, and I wrote every day, and therefore created a number of stories and books.
And so now it's led us to the conversation about lack of ambition. Tell us about that and what gave you the inspiration for it, and tell us about the book, what it's about.
Sure. Okay. I work for a global insurance company, and I was able to actually travel throughout the world with them, and I saw different levels of management at this, from the board downward. And I was able to see characters, some good, some bad. And I had to question some of these people from time to time because of my job. And I got an inkling of their motivation for working and so forth. And it occurred to me that, what happens if we change the dynamics? We took away the management, and in this story, JJ, who's the main character, had his family ruined by somebody in the company. And so JJ was interested in finding out. So he kidnapped the entire management team, took them to an area, and he had an accomplice. He was involved with a woman whose father was, if you like, a thug of some kind, and he had access to all sorts of resources. So we were able to find a block of units which were unfinished and housed the nine individuals each in a unit. And then, bit by bit, they were taken to an interrogation room and they were asked questions. And finally, the truth emerged, and it took quite a bit of delving into the background.
Wow. So you go, you sit, you create the characters. Tell us about specifically what the plot is. I know how you got there, but what's the plot of Lack of Ambition?
The plot is to... It's a psychological thriller in that I was interested in how these, what made these people tick. And once you have somebody over a period of time talk to you, you get a better idea of what they're really like. Initially, it's easy to sort of fake an appearance, and that's what happens in real corporate life. Everyone's putting on an act, in a sense. But once you wear down the facade, you find what it is that makes these people do what they do.
Yeah.
And so the plot was that a group of people came in to the office, into their meeting room, and with, a series of guns, etc., took them downstairs into a van and into, the blocky units that I was talking about. The interrogation was done one-on-one, with JJ being the central interrogator, and he had two people that helped him with taking them back to their rooms and, providing food and all the rest. And then at the end, he actually releases these people. He didn't want to kill them. He just wanted to find out the truth. But as it turned out, as a result of the pressures on a couple of them, they couldn't hold back, and there was a skirmish, and one of the managers actually shot the chief executive officer as a result of the dispute. And so the rest of them were somehow either jailed or let go, depending on how bad they were in their past. And one person was actually doing something on the side which involved the keeping of young women and having his mates exploit them. So overall there was one bad, really bad apple, and the rest were had various degrees of infamy, if you like.
Right. So what do you hope people take away from reading Lack of Ambition, which you can get on Amazon, BNN, any of those great places? What do you hope they take away?
Well, I hope it's entertaining in the sense that you can see diverse characters and the way that they interact with each other formally and then independently. And you expose their true selves and their secrets are actually made abundantly clear.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
A couple of quick hits here at the tail end of the show. I love this story. Imagine a teenager working at McDonald's. Okay, I can imagine that. The teenager's working at McDonald's, but leaps out of the drive-thru window to save a woman who was choking on a chicken nugget. This happened over the weekend. A 15-year-old did it. It's Sydney Rowley. Hats off to you, girl. She works at McDonald's in Eden Prairie, which is south of Minneapolis, right where our mothership is. It was supposed to be just any other day. It was a normal day. She was working the drive-thru when she noticed that a woman was choking on a chicken nugget. She sprang out of the window to help the woman. No asking for help. Oh, call 911. I mean, she just went right to it. What Sydney says is she was coughing like crazy. She noticed she was gagging. Her daughter was in the passenger seat looking pretty freaked out. So she knew, oh no, she's choking. How did she know that? She knew that because she learned the Heimlich maneuver. And she learned the Heimlich maneuver because she was interested in learning first aid, you know, learning like the basics of what happens if you get in this situation. So how awesome is that? I love this kid. She got $100 from the Edina Police Department's fund for those who do good deeds in the community. And her father says she's actually on the autism spectrum, and he's so proud of how she accomplished what she did. He said, I always tell her she has a gift because she's autistic. She can remember anything. She can do anything. It's crazy. So the craziness of her learning it through a quick class saved that woman's life, or certainly helped save it. There's no doubt about that. Here she was just working in that, in that McDonald's. She sees what's going on. She sees that the other girl, the daughter, is panicking, which I can see that, right? And she just jumps into action. And when she had trouble with the Heimlich maneuver, she asked somebody else, hey, help me. And they both worked hard and they dislodged the food from her throat. So I think this is one of the best stories of the holidays, right? She jumped. She's a, like just an incredible ray of sunshine, just brilliant that she jumped into action. And I guarantee there's going to be other people that are going to celebrate her. That's for sure, because she got the recognition from the community, and that's just one piece of recognition, right? But I can only imagine how many more people. They did a big story on her at KARE 11, which is a big station in Minneapolis. So again, good for her for that. Good way to end the show. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Remember, it's the holidays, but any day, make it count, everybody. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports Hall of Famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.